This morning, we're catching up with the CEO of DV Safe Phone. Hello, Ashton. How are you?
Great, Fiona. How are you?
I am fine. Now, the CEO, is that because you started it or this is something dear to your heart? Tell us what DV Safe Phone is.
Sure. Thanks, Fiona. Look, DV Safe Phone came about literally from cleaning up the house at home. We filled the car with goods to donate to charity in the middle of COVID. Up here in Queensland, we were in lockdown, so we couldn't go anywhere. And we were feeling a bit lazy, so we didn't take the car to the charity shop that afternoon. We thought, well, wait till the next day. And that night was when we had the full lockdown back in April 2020, and all retail was shut down. So we had a carload of goods and nowhere to take it. So I thought, surely somebody's got to want this stuff. So I rang the only person I could think of at the time, and it's an ex-police senior sergeant who lives on the Sunshine Coast. And I rang Janine and said, Janine, I've got a carload of things. Where can I take it? And what she said next is what sort of pushed me into action. She said, Ashton, what I need right now are mobile phones. And I was a little shocked. Mobile phones? Why on earth would you need mobile phones? And she explained it's one of the first things to get smashed or taken during domestic violence.
Oh, okay. So you're talking wives and children who are trying to get out of a volatile situation and the mobile phone gets smashed and ruined or doesn't make the transition with the family.
Yes, exactly. So the phone is quite often the subject of violence. It's about who they're talking to, who they're connecting with, all that sort of thing. So quite often the partner will smash that phone and the victim, you know, may get, you know, physically harmed. And I've learned that victims normally will go back home on average of 7 times after a violent attack because they have, you know, kids, pets, belongings. They can't just up and leave.
Mm.
So the idea behind this is that we get them through an agency or through DV agencies around Australia. We get them a phone that they can take home and hide so that not if, but when that occurrence happens again, they know they've got a way to call for emergency.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I guess if your smartphone gets smashed, then not only do you feel alone and disconnected, but all your contacts are gone. It's like I can't remember anybody's phone number anymore. They're all in my phone. And so whenever you lose your phone, you kind of feel... Well, how do I get in contact with family and friends and the people that can help me?
Exactly.
So you're saying that there is a real need for your old mobile phone to be donated so that people trying to escape the clutches of domestic violence have half a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. The other part of it is victims who do escape quite often get put into safe houses, obviously. There's a lot of help for victims out there, which I've learned through speaking to lots of agencies. So there is safe houses, there's furniture, there's even money. However, if they go into a safe house, normally the phone is taken off them immediately because quite often the partner could have put tracking software on it.
Uh-huh.
And if that safe house is exposed, then they literally have to shut the safe house and go and find another one, which is, you know, a huge cost and inconvenience and a lot of people moved. So even if they do have a phone with them, it's normally taken off them because of that concern around the security of that phone.
Yeah. And I guess if you can hand them a phone so that they still are able to call family or friends, then that's a bit of a bonus. And you're not talking you want new phones. You're saying it's, you know, the phones that you've stuck in your drawer that you don't use anymore because you've upgraded. You need to clean it. You need to, you know, set it back to default settings so you're not giving away your personal information, but then you donate it to you guys.
Yeah, correct. We'll take any phone that works. A lot of victims, you know, they're elderly as well, so they're not comfortable with a smartphone. So they, what we call them dumb phones, but, you know, they want a phone that they can literally turn on and press buttons and call.
Yes.
But in saying that, we also are finding we're getting a lot of really good, like, quality iPhone 6s and 7s and that sort of thing. And the victims who get them, they're kind of shocked. They're like, wow, this is better than any phone I've ever owned in my life.
Wow, okay.
And it gives the agency a chance to say, well, this is your new life. Like, there is so much more out there for you. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. You're going to get a really good quality phone, iPhone you can use. It's yours to keep. We don't want it back. So use this as the, I guess the crutch, the start of your new life.
All right, Ashton, if people have phones they can donate, where do they go?
Sure, they can drop them into any Jeep dealership in Australia. So car dealerships called Jeep, there's about over 60 of them around Australia. So they can receive our phones at any dealership, and Jeep are paying for the cost of getting the phones to us. Or we can receive them in Queensland at any King IT store. So King IT are a phone repair chain of stores that have come on board to help us. So they're checking all the phones and making simple repairs for us as well. So they've been amazing.
And that'd be good, because if you're not totally sure about how to set your phone back to default and get all the info off it, those guys would be able to do it. All right, so
absolutely they can. Yes.
Donate it to King IT or Jeep, and you know that that phone is going to go to good use. Ashton, I'd like to say lovely talking with you, but it's certainly very encouraging that, you know, you've taken these bold steps to help people out. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Fiona.